With us right now, Kirk Kiefer from the Department of Public Instruction. Press release coming from both your division and from Department of Administration talking about upgrades for internet to libraries, a broadband expansion. It's a big project with a large list of libraries that will be affected by this. When might this happen?
Well, we hope to have construction started relatively soon, as next month on some of them, and then phase them over the course of the year. They're hoping to finish up all of them on the list by November or during November.
Do you have any idea when the activation dates are for some of these places yet?
No. All of that work is being laid out with the project management group and in coordination with the libraries and the library systems across the state.
I would imagine that the state had to work with the phone companies and other communications companies to coordinate this.
Yep, that's the entire idea behind the BadgerNet itself. It's a public-private partnership, and all of the construction side of the work is handled through the private sector partners on the BadgerNet, and again, in conjunction with the actual library staff themselves. Our team gets a bit involved, and then, of course, the folks over at the Department of Administration's TEACH program as well. So between those entities, we will lay things out and get it done.
Sounds like miles and miles of fiber optic, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. That's the future. We need fiber across the state, not only for the purposes that serve libraries and schools, but also for economic development purposes.
Have you heard any idea what the cost estimate might be to finish that project versus what the budget set aside was?
What we're seeing as a figure is, of course, the figure that was in the press release. There may be some additional construction costs that are borne as part of the projects, but that is all a condition of the BadgerNet contract. So indeed, there are some things that fall within that that'll be picked up by the telcos doing the installs, but that's, again, part of the overall intent of the program. So
once these sites become active, what will the average user notice as far as going online to take care of, say, lookups or doing their research or getting simple emails? Are they going to notice some big changes?
They should. I mean, approximately half of the libraries in the state right now, the 380 or so libraries and branches, have 3 megabit download speeds or less. One YouTube video running at one time can take a meg and a half, take up a half of that. So you can well imagine that one person watching a training video in a library and someone else trying to check out some materials, that alone can clog things up. So this should help. It's not enough. We know that. It's not enough, but it's a huge step forward. And again, it's one that's come through the collaboration and the BadgerNet partnership. So we're really pleased with the step.
You see this as a first step to future expansion to get even more broadband access to these libraries?
Well, I think libraries and schools and frankly, like I said, economic development alone, we need more broadband spread across the state. More and more services of all sorts are requiring it. So much of our lives are being handled through an e-commerce kind of way and digital kind of way. People go to libraries to do many of the things that they used to do with a paper and a pencil and an envelope and a stamp. And so it really is important that we continue to look for further expansion and for opportunities to collaborate with partners to do that.
Anything you'd like to add today?
No, I just would probably close by simply saying this has truly been a huge step forward. It's not enough, but it sets us up and positions us for future expansion, and we are incredibly pleased that we've been able to accomplish this particular project. So we're very excited about it.